This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Front Range communities could see some strong winds today. In Boulder, gusts could hit 50 miles per hour through the afternoon. More snow is expected in the mountains this evening. Vail could see up to 5 inches through tomorrow as another winter storm moves through the Rockies. Drivers should expect icy road conditions along I-70 through Vail Pass. The Front Range may see a dusting of snow overnight tonight. Governor Jared Polis was sworn in for his second term this morning. He won re-election by nearly 20 points. Polis has said he wants to focus on sustainable development policies with the goal of making future growth more affordable and environmentally friendly. Colorado's other statewide officers, the Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Treasurer, are also sworn in today. All of them are starting their second and, because of term limits, final terms in office. A plan to redevelop a hydrogen hub in the Rocky Mountains is one step closer to reality. That's after the federal government gave its initial approval to an application from Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The U.S. Department of Energy is looking to dole out $7 billion to develop regional hydrogen networks. In the long run, it's about kickstarting new markets for the potentially carbon-free fuel. Colorado's joint application won an encouraged recommendation earlier this week. It can now proceed with a full plan. The federal government expects to make its final selections next summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Coming up this hour, it's Here and Now. And when the show begins, we'll talk about continual rainstorms in California. And later, the debate over bicycles in traffic. We'll hear from cyclists and what they have to say. Stick around. It's 12:06.